Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Deb Groth, and she's a bit beyond. She's over by Winterset. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Deb, you're going to be in Atlantic on March 16th to help out with the Spring Garden Seminar. And we're just so happy that you're going to be here. And you are, I'm sure people have commented on your name previously. Growth, spelled G-R-O-T-H, but it sounds like, hey, we're out there growing stuff. And you are, because you are just a master grower. Deb, I want you to go back in history a bit, because, you know, I first heard about you, I'm not sure how many years ago, with Beautiful Mums. So tell us kind of the beginning of your business.
Well, we started back in 1993. That was the year of the flood. It was kind of interesting, but I had read at our dentist's office a magazine while I was waiting for my kids' appointments about a farm family out in Indiana, I believe, that were raising field-raised mums, field-grown mums, for their daughter's college education. And I thought, you know, I used to teach, had taught, and then was a stay-at-home mom at that time, and we were doing some market gardening and just thinking, boy, there's got to be a way to expand this a little bit. And so anyway, I contacted our local extension people, and they connected me with Yoder's. At that time, they were probably the top mum producers in the country. And we started with 500 field-raised mums, just cleared off in a garden. And we sold, I think, all except maybe 20 or 30 of them that first year. And thought, well, this has possibilities. And so it just went from there. And then as our customers came out for mums, they saw our perennial gardens. And that was back in, 93, 94.
Yes.
There weren't a lot of people growing perennials at that time. And they were getting to be quite popular. So we thought, okay, and it's a steep learning curve, because growing in a greenhouse is entirely different than, you know, growing things out in your garden. So we started small, and it was successful, and went from there, and so now we grow perennials and lots of the annuals for the containers, container gardening craze. And lots of mixed hanging baskets and mixed containers.
Yes. Well, last, I think it was June, the Master Gardener sponsored a bus tour. And I must say, these are not all Master Gardener people, but that's okay. We're sponsoring it there for people who are interested and came to visit you and were astounded by your baskets.
Oh. Yes, we try to use the top genetics available out there. Usually it's vegetative cuttings that we use. And out of the Proven Winners series, we really like Proven Winners, Hort Couture, Simply Beautiful. There are a lot of real good varieties coming out of the ball. And they are improving the seed varieties too, but it does appear, at least in our experience, to get the best vigor in the hanging baskets with the kind of tough weather conditions we get here in the summer, that we really like the Proven Winners. We grow their real tough, vigorous varieties, and there's a real nice selection of them, and they do well.
Mentioning the weather, one of our presentations is going to be on plants that weather the weather, because in Iowa, you know, we could get down to 25 below. That doesn't happen very much, but we certainly can get over 100, and it's wet and it's dry, and man, plants have to be tough. So that's another presentation. But yours, I'm really looking forward to it. Color across the season. If you're a gardener, whether it's little or big, hey, don't we want some color all as long as we can get it?
We do. And a lot of times people are very discouraged with their gardens by late summer. In the heat of the summer, things aren't looking so good. Well, I think a lot of that is because when we go to the garden centers in the spring, we pick up the things that have color on them. We're just color starved after our winter. And then we kind of walk right by those green plants that are going to be glorious in late summer and fall, and that's kind of a problem. And so what you really want to do is do the spectrum. You know, yes, you want some spring bloomers, but then what can I find for early summer, midsummer, late summer, and into fall, so that you've got some color and some good texture going on in the garden through the whole season. And so you kind of need to go armed with a list rather than just buying impulsively, I guess.
Okay. And you're going to help us with that list. So that's going to be pretty interesting, I think. So that's one of your presentations, and then you'll be doing another one. We mentioned those baskets, and of course, it could be a little container or a great big container. But you're going to talk about how to keep those looking as good as yours do. I'm not sure we'll ever reach that point, but trying to keep them looking as good as yours.
Well, you know, the key to it is you want to start with a good soil, a good soilless mix, and the right genetics on your plants, you know, good plants. And the other thing is as large a container as you can afford to do, because the bigger containers will hold moisture longer.
Oh, yeah, and moisture is so important. After you once get them started, then you got to keep your eye on them.
Exactly.
So, again, we want to remind folks that is a week from this Saturday, yeah. March 16th, and it's at the high school. You can come in at, registration is at 8:30, or of course you can pre-register, and last till 3:30, and there's breakfast, and there's lunch, and there's door prizes, and there's lots of good information from people like you, Deb, so we are just really pleased that you are going to be here.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. I got the pamphlet that you sent me, and I'm looking forward to listening to all the other speakers.
Oh, great. Well, Deb, I want to go back a little bit. When I asked you about your history, you said one of the things that you were kind of your goal was to help get your kids through college. How'd that go?
That went pretty well. Our daughter, they both graduated undergrad from Iowa State. Our daughter graduated with a degree in horticulture.
Imagine that.
And yes, and she is a stay-at-home mom right now and very happy being able to do that. And our son and his wife are both resident doctors out at the University of Virginia Charlottesville Hospital right now. So it worked out well for him, too.
Mm-hmm. So are you getting to visit in Virginia?
Well, they just moved out there in June, and we'd like to visit sometime, but you know, with greenhouses and cattle, you stay pretty close to home.
That's right.
We're hoping to get out there.
And you know, most of us are looking out there, there's still a little snow, it's looking a little brown in areas, but right now, you are getting plants in by the truckloads.
Oh, we are. Yes, we are. We'll have them all ready for people when they start to show up in the middle of April.
Okay, that's basically kind of when you open your shop is in April?
We will, mid-April, always that Friday, the Friday closest to April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it falls on April 12th, so that's when we will open the doors.
I'm guessing we can get information about growth gardens also on the web.
Yes, we have a website. It's www.growthgardens.com. So it's our spelling of our name with the S, gardens with an S, .com. And we also have a free e-newsletter that I send out regularly when we're in our the growing and gardening season. And you can sign up for that on the website, too.
Okay. It's great information. It's always fun to see what somebody else is talking about and get new information. And that's part of the garden seminar, too, is not just the speakers. I mean, they are really, really important, but you get to visit with other gardeners, mm-hmm. other people who are interested in the same things.
And I learn as much from my customers as I do going to meetings and conferences and seminars, because we like to interact with the customer,
mm-hmm.
visit and ask what's worked and hasn't worked. And gardeners are amazing.
Yes.
What we can figure out.
I think most gardeners are optimists.
Yes, definitely. Very much.
You have to be, because sometimes it doesn't work. And the other thing you mentioned, you you're growing lots of perennials. Some people have the idea, well, if you plant perennials, then the gardening's done. You don't have to pay any attention to them. But
no.
they run around.
They run around and they poop out, and one thing and another. They need to be lifted and divided to have their best blooming abilities, and it's still work. If you're going to garden, I think you need to enjoy that process of getting into the dirt and the digging and that kind of thing. To me, there's a lot more time spent in the process than the outcome, the final result. And it'd be kind of boring if you got to your final result. Then what would you do?
Yeah, then what would you do? Good point, Deb. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Deb Groth, who's going to be at the Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar on March 16th. You can register by going to the Extension website or asking us for a brochure. Cost is $35, but that includes all these good things. So get yourself registered so you can take your choices. We have two breakout sessions in addition to the three major speakers. And hey, good luck with all your moving plants, Deb.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, we've been visiting with Deb Groth of Groth's Gardens over by Winterset. Till next time, here's the thought. Don't waste your time looking back on what you've lost. Move on. Life is not meant to be traveled backwards.